Well, China and Germany have defended their business ties with Iran in the wake of U.S. sanctions on Tehran. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said in a statement that Beijing opposes unilateral U.S. measures. It said China's commercial cooperation with Iran is open and transparent and does not violate any U.N. Security Council resolutions. The German government also said that U.S. sanctions violate international law. It said Germany expects the U.S. to consider European interests when coming up with such measures. On Tuesday, Washington reimposed anti-Iran sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted that anyone doing business with Iran will be barred from doing business with Washington. Crossing over to Washington, D.C., joined by Michael Springman, author and former U.S. diplomat. Thanks so much for being with us. It sounds like the bully on the block, basically not only putting sanctions as far as Washington against Iran, but also punishing any other country who decides on their own that they want to have business with Iran. The United States will actually punish them also. What is going on? What has happened to international law?
Well, the United States doesn't believe in international law. I think the United States believes in the only law extant is that what it can do and what it can get away with. I think the Germans are right in talking about the long-armed extraterritorial use of American sanctions, as do the Chinese when they say that we're open and transparent. And the way it works with the United States is that they have client states like Germany, to put it diplomatically, that will agree in one aspect and disagree in another. For example, the Europeans claim they're going to support the companies that might be damaged by American sanctions, yet Daimler-Benz is pulling out of Iran, and that's a good German company. Total, the French oil business is leaving, as is Renault, the car business. So they can talk all they want about how they want to support Iran, but when in fact they worry about the bully on the block and what it can do to them, and the long-armed sanctions that really do violate international law, it's a kind of warfare, and it's not approved by the United Nations. So I think that the U.S., as you say, is the bully on the block, and it ignores international law because it can get away with it. It has more atomic bombs than any other country in the world, except perhaps Russia. So that's the basis of it. The U.S. has great economic power, great military power, and will not hesitate to use it.
Well, when we look at this situation now, because we hear different things coming from the European bloc, the EU countries not very happy about the sanctions being re-implemented against Iran and, of course, the threat against them by the United States. There's some mixed signals coming out of Brussels. At the end of the day, do you think that the EU will actually continue their relations with Iran, or will they just give in to Washington's threat?
I would like to hope that they will not give in to Washington's threat, that they will continue to work with Iran in one fashion or another. I think the sanctions that Trump and his tariffs that he's imposed on the Europeans on metal and cars and things like this, I think that's beginning to get their attention. And they're saying, well, they're doing this to us, and gee, we're really no different than Iran, so maybe we should make common cause with Iran. But they've got to see it, the people have to see it, and they have to feel it bite in their pocketbook. They have to see the money disappearing and going into American pockets rather than their own or Iranian pockets. And that's the issue. And if they can see that clearly and act on it and act in their own interests rather than Washington's interests, then I think the Europeans will make common cause with Iran, along with Russia and China.
All right, we're definitely waiting to see what happens, keeping our eye on this, of course, very closely. Thanks so much for being with us out of Washington, D.C., author and former U.S. diplomat, Mr. Michael Springman.